Welcome to Encyclopedia Audio. Today's article is How to Cheat at Scrabble. Are you always losing at Scrabble? Getting beaten by your 4-year-old cousin? Sucks, doesn't it? I have been in the same position as you, but I decided to do something about it. I came up with a quick, simple way to win at Scrabble. In the past, many people have tried to come up with a way of cheating to win strategically at this game, but their ideas have failed horribly. However, using the new technologies of today, there are endless opportunities to cheat at Scrabble. This how-to will show you just some of them. You, however, will need some resources, and possibly work for / be the owner of Oxford Dictionaries. Other things that would come in handy are a friend that will back you up, lack of internet, lack of real resources, time, having no social life. But when you come to play the game, you will need some kind of social life. Here are the cheat resources. These resources that you'll prepare yourself will take a small time to prepare, but produce great results when playing with intellectual friends from work. A fake dictionary. To cheat Scrabble, you need to manufacture a fake dictionary, or a fake dictionary website. If you happen to be the owner of Oxford Dictionaries, you could just go to work tomorrow and order your enthusiastic employees to do it for you. Doing this will take up a lot of time, but trust me, it will be worth it when you finally win at Scrabble. After all, Scrabble is one of the coolest games out there on the market today, and everyone plays it. Writing your fake dictionary should be easy. You've got every combination of letters that you can get in Scrabble, and write a definition for them, make sure they are believable. As there are 26 letters in the alphabet, and the maximum amount of letters you can start with on Scrabble is 7, there are a few literally millions of different mumbo-jumbo words you can have. So get writing those definitions. I recommend printing the book on premium quality paper. If it is just printed out on a random piece of A4 cut in half, then it is going to look tacky and it will be less believable. Once it is done, just leave it by the side. Now phone up your hip friends to come round and have a game. Once they arrive, just stop the game and play the game as usual. But if you have any trouble with not being able to put a word down, just slam down the letters you have and hope no one notices. However, because you have provided an authentic fake dictionary, you will be able to get away with it. Nevertheless, in my experience, this plan sometimes fails. In most cases, this is because they have an average IQ. When they question you about the LHQTF you just put down, exclaim the following, "Okay, well, let's look it up on the internet." Fake web dictionary. Saying this up will be just as easy as writing the book dictionary. You just transfer all of these definitions onto your computer and run off as an online website. If this is way far out of your reach, a good illogical source is Wikipedia, where there are 100,000 plus articles on the main Scrabble pages of Russian, Polski, Chinese, and Japanese, and Deutsch. In this site, there are many words that, when playing Scrabble, you thought you had made up. Then, when people at your house do not believe that ILXVSUF is a word, you can type it in and, sure enough, a place to describe a sailor's nasal hair root will appear, letting you get on with the game while taking maximum points. If, however, you are part of a wireless system and cannot unplug your internet connection for whatever reason, why not try using this online dictionary? This can even be used as an alternative web dictionary if you want to back up your strange definitions. For example, if you have goodness, by looking at the undictionary, you can see that using the three as would make a name of a language. Changing the scores. This one is simple. All you have to do is change the scores of the other players when they are not looking. With skills and lots of practice, you can change Gregory's score from 28 to 2.8. Don't worry, there is a way to get this score, but because there is concentrating on the game, and what word he can put down is made out of twat, he will not notice. Ripping the bag of letters. One of the most genius ways, I thought, is probably the bag switch. which allows you to rip the bags so that you have good letters, the bag you choose out of, and your opponents have the bad letters. Good letters are A, E, I, O, U. Bad letters are Q, Z, W, AT, and PI. Using these two lists above, you can set your bag up with good letters. However, switching the good bag and the bad bag will be a problem, but luckily for you, I have a customized mechanism at home that will allow you to swap bags with little slash no noise. I call it the good bag swapper with a bad bag swapper, and back again if you need to. Machine. With the flick of a switch, this baby will turn out the lights, grab the bag from the person's hand, pull it up, drop the other bag on the floor. While this is happening, it gives you enough time to claim a power cut has happened, and you had disappeared to sort it out. Palming letters. This file method can give you any word you want, if you can palm letters. This method, however, does leave all the other methods useless. There would be no reason to set up the genius contraption or to create the fake dictionary if you would just have just come here. Nevertheless, those ideas are good to lean back on if it all goes wrong. Palming letters is easy to do, hard to master. It just requires you to keep one of every letter in your hand without revealing that you have them there. It can be helpful if you have large hands, making it easier to conceal every one. However, the downside on having exceptionally large hands is people will be drawn to them, and will make it very hard for you to gain some friends to play Scrabble with, as you will be the big hand freak around school. On the other hand, if you are found out, it can be very embarrassing for you. So make sure you practice in front of a mirror regularly. I would recommend about 2 hours a day just learning to conceal these letters. For the rest of the time, you need to get out there and make some friends. Here's some tips. These hints below are not necessary, but will help you deceive your opponents. Have a friend in on the cheating as well. He can help you avoid the pressure to find a definition for the tall nonsense you have just put down. Just get them to agree with you. Having no social life. This will also help you at this game because of your lack of social skills with your friends will not know how to act around you just in case they offend you. By doing this, they will just go along with whatever you say. Dress entirely in black while playing in an entirely black room and force all other opponents to wear sunglasses. This will enable you to move invisibly around the room and view slash steal other players' letters. Make up the rules as you go along. It helps if you have people playing the game that haven't played before. When they put down emerald, you can say, "No, you can't do that. The words in succession have to be related to each other. Emerald is in no way related to reen." Linking to the one above, if your opponent comes up with a particularly clever word, simply change the rules to make it illegal. Emperor can't use that. It's Latinate. Offer them the presidency of Gibraltar to let you win.